Naval Air Station Pensacola named its 56th commanding officer in 2013. The changeover came at a traditional Navy ceremony in March at the Museum of Naval Aviation. Dave Dunwoody looks back as part of WUWF's Year-Ender series.
Welcome to the Naval Air Station Pensacola Change of Command, where Captain Chris Plummer will be relieved by Captain Keith Hoskins.
Commander David Yasso, NAS Pensacola's executive officer, served as Master of Ceremonies.
The Change of Command ceremony is a time-honored tradition which formally demonstrates the continuity of authority of command to the men and women who comprise that command. It is the transfer of total responsibility, authority, and accountability from one individual to another.
One of the traditions attached to a change of command in the Navy is the striking of bells during the arrival of the official party.
Time orderly, strike four bells. Naval Air Station Pensacola, arriving.
Those were the four bells for Captain Christopher Plummer. Another four bells were struck for his successor, Captain Keith Hoskins. Six bells were sounded for the guest speaker, Rear Admiral John Scorby, Navy Region Southeast Commander.
For every great leader, there is another one standing in the wings, ready to take over.
In his remarks, Scorby referred to Plummer and Hoskins by their aviator call signs, Plum Bob and Judge, respectively. And he described to the gathering of family and friends the weight of leading NAS Pensacola under which Plummer served.
Your son, your husband, your father, your friend, your shipmate was responsible for all aspects of one of the largest installations in the United States Navy. But suffice it to say, he has handled each and every issue brilliantly.
With Plummer's tenure at an end, Scorby said he has the utmost confidence in the new CO, Hoskins.
You don't get this job by seniority, but by a proven record of excellence. And if you read Judge's bio, it is clear that he has been given some of the toughest assignments and perform brilliantly in all of them. So I know that he is more than ready to continue NAS Pensacola's record of excellence.
Then it was time for the reading of orders. As per Navy tradition, the outgoing commander went first.
When directed by reporting senior, detached March 2013 from Naval Air Station Pensacola, report not later than April 2013 to Commander Navy Region Southwest, San Diego, California, as Chief of Staff.
After salutes and handshakes, the incoming CO then stepped up.
When directed by reporting senior, detached in March 2013 from Naval Service Training Command, Pensacola Detachment, report to no later than 2013 to Naval Air Station Pensacola, Florida, as commanding officer.
Captain Christopher Plummer took over command of NAS Pensacola in April 2010. While there, he oversaw a number of significant events, including the BP oil spill, Hurricane Isaac, and Naval Aviation's 100th anniversary. After the ceremony, he said leaving Pensacola is bittersweet.
You know, you work so hard for so long and invest so much energy and emotional investment in something, it's almost like your kids, you know? But it's part of the Navy tradition. It's an outstanding tradition to revitalize and keep things moving forward.
For Captain Keith Hoskins, he brings a double dose of history to Pensacola as the first African-American and the first former Blue Angel to command the base. After assuming that command, he played down both.
History is always in the making. There's always the best and the brightest that come into the Naval service or the military service for that matter. In today's times, we really don't focus on that, but I'm honored just to be here as a commanding officer.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.